Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Do sharks that bite have a particular personality? We know that a shark who bites must lower its hesitation threshold quite a bit, and we can assume that most sharks are very cautious and hesitant among and towards humans, that the ones who can actually lower that level must be likely very few. And that is true even for a specimen of species like bull sharks, tigers, whites, and so on. So that means that even for bull sharks and the like, the majority of them would never dare to bite a person. That puts the whole this or that species' dangers for humans in perspective. I came upon many bulls, tigers, oceanic white, and so on, where I had remained absolutely still, and even then I was holding my breath to invite a shark to come closer, and as soon as I exhaled, the shark swam right back to its old distance. So since the majority of sharks would not bite a person, could the same specimen that would not do it under natural situations be motivated to bite? Yes, I think that could happen. I believe so. But that goes for members of those species where we have no record that they'd have any incident. It would go for them as well. So is there a special personality? I believe so. I believe that this entirely revolves around the ability to lure or even ignore potential danger over regular curiosity. Curiosity, anyway, is a weird thing. On one side, every new object can trigger such curiosity. On the other, a new object could also put a shark at edge. This then raises the question, what must an object have that the shark would dare to come closer? In most cases, it likely depends on what a shark first picks up. Was it sound, smell, what? And once it realizes that the core of the trigger is not what they expected, then the true test starts. Get closer or stay away. So even if you create a sound that the shark finds intriguing because it may resemble a struggling fish and is looking for a struggling fish but then sees you, that doesn't mean that the shark will come closer in because now he sees something and it doesn't match. So curiosity can also be linked to some type of fear. So whatever it is, it's not really easy to determine what brings the shark close, despite that the shark has not seen a person for that matter. So when is a shark likely to get closer and when not? Let's first discuss if it depends on the strength of the impulse. Something that releases an incredible scent for a shark, likely like tuna or whale, will most likely always lead to a contact with the releasing object should the shark species have those two food sources on its diet, with reference to whale, of course, as a scavenger. A less thrilling scent may only bring the shark as close as visual range, and the confusion between known scent and unknown object may be enough to then repel the shark, or at least make it very cautious to come closer. So a person's presence, just the way we are built, is something very unusual, shark. So we are unknown objects, and because we are unknown objects, we are also potentially dangerous. So pretty much any shark species that can be attracted with the scent of a preferred food can also be rejected once the shark realizes what it is attracted to, that we are not what it is expects to be. So it comes down to visual impulse, I think. Is it then come down to the visual impulse? It could really be. Generally speaking, smaller objects are quicker investigated than larger ones, which makes sense. A small shark species likely does not attack anything that is as large as themselves, so anything bigger and unknown is pretty much safe from being bitten into. So the larger the size of the object, the fewer the species that would investigate, and likely vice versa. But of course, it's not that simple. There are the forms of an object that can matter, and if so, do they change depending from what angle they are looked at? So with other words, if a shark sees something that is intriguing and then it realizes when it just slightly turns and looks for another angle, it may then not be intrigued anymore but repelled. Could happen, right? So same would maybe go with color or pattern. Then there is, of course, the noise that the thing creates. Although loudness may play a role up close or at least closer, it may be more important what kind of frequencies it emits and as well as how irregular the sound is. So if we now go back to the personality of a shark that bite, all the above suggests animals that are intrigued by the unfamiliar, and that more so than what can be expected from a quote-unquote regular shark. Of course, that does not help to predict which shark will eventually bite and which won't, but it helps us to narrow it down which shark that starts to interact with us might do so. So how can you differ between a shark that is naturally curious and one that would overstep this barrier? Well, here I have to give you a little background of my experience with such sharks that overstep this very threshold. It is something you will realize right away as well once you have some experience with approaching sharks. The emphasis here is on approaching. Since one of these sharks could or would eventually bite, they have to come at you at some point in a very direct way. One thing I realized during such encounters was that these sharks always overstepped the inner threshold, the inner circle, right from the get-go, even without any additional trigger that I could determine beside my presence. Of course, if you're not perfectly still, sound is still a possibility. Anyway, once they did that, they quite often stayed right on track and hardly left any distance between themselves and me, and this is something that I saw immediately. It's not that I observed the shark for 10 minutes and then he dared to come closer. No, I looked around, saw the shark, and it moved in right away. Of course, we never know how long a shark observes us until we see it, but in all these cases, I always saw the shark pretty much at the last second when he started to move in. But what was always the most intriguing for me during these encounters was eye contact with those sharks. Remember, I mentioned this before, we're still struggling with the issue of eye contact between them and us. I guess I should do an update on that in a later podcast. So there's something in their eyes that goes beyond the regular curiosity look. It's kind of a stare and seems very focused. You may know that sharks have a behavior that's called eye rolling. Eye rolling occurs when a shark passes you and the visual axis stays on you, and so the eye then seems to move backwards. Once a shark keeps swimming, its eye must turn forward again at some point as long as the shark does not circle around you. Then the eye basically stays on you with only a small moving back and forth. I know you likely hope that I give you something more concrete here, but there's not really anything that I can give you beside the modified approach pattern and this look. But still, with a bit of experience, you would see right away what I mean. So to summarize the above, a biting shark swims in a more direct manner towards you, oversteps the threshold pretty much from the get-go, and keeps coming. Of course, it may very well have been there, but as soon as you have eye contact, you see an incoming shark, and the shark only leaves a narrow space between you and itself. And then there are the eyes that seem like a stare. I guess this stare could be based on the fact that their eyes remain still or hardly move when passing us, but that needs further examination, and it really feels that the shark's eye rolling seems like frozen, okay? I hope I did not confuse it too much and you can get something out of this podcast. The important thing is, of course, you hardly ever will come across such a shark, otherwise you would get bitten. But it can happen that you look at the shark and something is bothering you when the shark is looking at you. So try to nurture this feeling when you're among sharks, and I'm pretty sure you will then understand what I just said. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.